From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Earlier this week, NBC announced that it wasn't yet ready to cut ties with late-night host Jay Leno. Instead, the network's moving him to prime time, a 10 o'clock slot. That's good news for Leno, but bad news for scripted TV series. Hour-long dramas have taken a beating in recent years, squeezed by cheaper and easier-to-produce reality programming, and now Jay Leno. So we're going to look into our crystal ball at the future of the scripted television series, and here to help us is the man behind one of the most successful dramas on television. His name is Anthony E. Zeiker. He is the creator and executive producer of the CSI franchise. Mr. Zeiker, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
Curious, before we get to the CSI franchise, what was your reaction when you heard about the Leno news?
I was rather shocked, in a good way, in terms of I'm a big Leno fan. The downside of that is the fact that it does gobble up five, arguably, hours of potential programs in terms of scripted.
Potential programs on, at this point, another network. Are you worried that CBS might take another look at their 10 o'clock hour?
Well, it's a bit troublesome for myself. These things tend to have a trickle-down effect. I can go back in history looking at ABC with love and respect to the fact that when the show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire came out about 3, 4, 5 years ago, it was so hot, they put it on once a night, and it ate up a time slot. As that great show began to cool, I believe internally there was a downshift of effort to develop scripted shows. And for every time slot that goes away, it's one less scripted program. And the cornerstone of TV, in my opinion, really is drama.
One of the things that was surprising to many people are these sort of eye-popping figures that came out of this story. When you compare the amount of money it takes to produce a single episode of a scripted television drama as opposed to a reality show or a variety show, why are scripted dramas so expensive?
They are expensive because they're hard to do, and if done right, it is the most fanciful experience one can have on broadcast television. Just taking the CSI model, for example, it could be $3 to $4 million an episode. You times that by 24 episodes a year, you're in the $75, $80 million in. And as the networks begin to say, hey, how do we do things a little more inexpensive? How do we plug slots efficiently? I do think it will sacrifice the integrity and the entertainment value of what makes television so great, which is a variety of genres. And if this does work, you know, it's not the poison, it's the dose. So if you have two doses of talk shows, Leno and then Conan, and the other networks begin to take heed, you can see an erosion of appointment television, which is our biggest problem today.
You know, since we called you to take the pulse of the scripted TV series, I just have to ask you one last time. For hour-long scripted dramas, are they healthy, wounded, or a corpse cooling on the medical examiner's table?
I would say with no ego that scripted programming is white hot. I literally can count on fingers and toes 20 great scripted programming shows from network television to cable. This is the golden era. At the end of the day, as people spend less money and spend more time at home, it is our job to make sure people forget about life for a while and make sure they're entertained and feel good about it. Because sometimes when you think about it, the only family our viewers have are those characters on television. That's something that they can come and say, this is my family, I follow them from week to week, they're deep in my heart, and the producers from that network deliver those people to me in the highest degree, and that's our job.
Anthony Zeiker is the creator and executive producer of the CSI franchise. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks very much. My pleasure.
If you're a CSI fan, you can hear more from Mr. Zeiker at our website. You can find out where he'd like to set the next CSI series, if there is one. That's at npr.org.